Today we're talking about the Erickson Public Library because, well, it's December and their plans are just all over the place here. Sort of like that. Mr. Z joining us in the studio.
Hello. Good morning.
And on the phone, we've got Rhonda Kelly and Candy Nelk. Ladies, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
So we've got not a bad day. Busy first weekend in, what can you say? It's a busy time.
It is.
A lot of things happening. And I guess for the library, we've already started our December activities.
Sure.
We've got more days off this month and things like that. So start us out, Zach.
Yeah. So December still is a busy month for all of us. Like you said, we have gone through some of our programs this week. Next week, we're really excited. On Tuesday, December 10th at 6 p.m., we're going to be doing the Nutcracker Challenge. We've been doing this for the last couple of years in partnership with the Iowa Space Grant Consortium and the Extension Office. They have a really cool STEM challenge that coincides with the Nutcracker play. So we're bringing back the challenge of building or making a costume for the Nutcracker. I mean, not necessarily going to be on stage, but it's really it provides all the materials and opportunities for kiddos to really think about design and how to piece that all together. So excited about that. And then our friend Kyle from Boone County Conservation will be making another visit on December 11th, which is next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for story time. Our topic this time will be on bears, because why not? Bears are great.
He does something different every time.
Yes, he's a really great partner. And we'll have story time on Thursday. And, of course, Music and Movement. I will say Music and Movement on the 13th of this month will be the only Music and Movement, because the week of the 23rd, there will be no story time, including Music and Movement, just in, because of the holidays. Really excited on December 17th, which is a Tuesday at 6 p.m., I cannot tell you how many of our patrons enjoy these teddy bear sleepovers. And quickly, what that is we do a story time. There's crafts and activities, but kiddos bring like a teddy bear or a stuffed animal, and they stay the night. They sleep over at the library, which is pretty fun. The difference this time is they're going to the North Pole. So it will be great. Yeah. And kiddos that participate, once they pick up their stuffed friend, they will get an ornament to go with that. And of course, there's a photo of them at the North Pole. And like I said, we'll continue to have story time. So Thursday the 19th will be our last story time of 2024 for the weekly story time. And then Rhonda will actually finish us off on the 21st. Still have our... We'll forever have our story walk, but we did change our story, and this month will be One Winter's Day by Christina Butler. So we have that story walk at McCo's Park, north of the swimming pool, and we're always looking for sponsors who can be a part of that, and all that information. You can either email me or the director about that. One Winter's Day will probably be the story for a while, because once that snow gets started, nobody's going to change that story.
It's a little hard in the middle of winter, doesn't it?
I will say, and I know that Rhonda and Candy will speak on it, we have a collaborative program, Cocoa and Crafts, every year, and that will happen next Wednesday on December 11th. So in the kiddos department, there'll be at least two different craft activities that starts from 3 to 6, and we'll have hot cocoa that will be served as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Busy.
I want to do one final thing. The Project Connection, which is a part of our Activating Community Voices stakeholders group, we're spending the next 2 years, which sounds like a lot, but you could spend a long, long time trying to understand loneliness, in particular in our community. Loneliness is an epidemic that affects everybody of all ages. And we're calling it Project Connection because ultimately that's what we want to do is to help build connections. So we have a survey that's been available since November 1st, and it will run through January 10th. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate all of our partners, not only a part of this group, but just in the community, that have agreed to distribute the survey very creatively as well. And it will be going out in the Waterville newsletter sometime soon, totally anonymous. All the data and information will be looked at, and then it will help us. So year one is assessment and awareness, and then year two will be focused on trying to help build new resources or expand resources and programs alike. So you can get that survey at the library, scan the QR code, go to the website, or around the community as well.
There's a couple of different ways. The big one is doing it virtually, right?
Yeah. It's very quick. It's through Google Forms. And like I said, it's totally anonymous. And I will just say this. We have 80 responses so far, which is a really healthy data number. And the information coming through that survey is pretty beneficial. And it's provides us some really strong evidence and information about our citizens and that they really want to build connection. And yes, there are strong indications of loneliness in our community.
So this is, and again, it's not just a library one. It is kind of, there's a lot of community groups that are vested in helping with this.
So Activating Community Voices, briefly, started in 2019, and it has grown exponentially. And these stakeholders, they're from a variety of professional areas, from early childhood, transportation, medical, libraries, of course, education. And we just come, I want to stress this, it's not just a conversation. We want to take action. And so we've done things with Mental Health Awareness Month. We've done things with STEM. So we are really appreciative, and we're always looking to expand that. And you don't have to be part of a professional organization. You could be a citizen representative. We have one right now. Mm-hmm. And youth can participate if they so choose as well. So really excited about that. I have one final thing, and then I do have to go read to some friends at Sacred Heart. Our partnership with the Boone County Hospital and Clinics, we're really excited to roll out a new literacy program. We've had Reach Out and Read for a variety of years, and it's been a great program. But we are transitioning to our own program called Boone Little Cubs Reading Program. And so kiddos that go to the Boone North and South Clinics during wellness, well-child visits will receive a book. But it's really cool because it's expanded not only to our community, but Ogden and Madrid as well, because they serve those communities and those libraries are participating too. So be on the lookout. We're slowly rolling it out, and then we'll officially do much more stuff in the beginning of the new year.
So, it's too bad you're so busy. All right. But before I let you go, real quick, you're going to be at the bookshop?
That's totally separate, obviously.
I know. This is not a library-related thing.
But I appreciate the shout-out. Yes, this Saturday or Sunday from 2 to 4 at the local bookshop, I wrote a children's book with my friend and co-author, Kara Lohman, who also illustrated it. It's called Zach and Ollie's Adventures, A Walk Through the Seasons. And so thanks to Susan for allowing us to be the first place to launch the book. I thought it was nothing better to be, just because I've been in this community for quite some time, and my cat is a collaborator on the book so did not write it, but
okay, so that was my first question. Who really was it?
So
good. People go look for that. Plan to swing in, swing into the library and or into the bookshop on
when
Sunday.
We do have a copy at the library, and I'm sure coming up we'll do some sort of program. All right, thank you.
Go have a good morning out there.
I will.
On the phone again, Rhonda and Candy. Rhonda, you want to go first and talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up?
Yeah, so this is very timely. I'm glad we got on the radio before this is happening. But tomorrow morning we have story time, of course, our first Saturday story time of December. We're going to talk about holiday traditions and have a fun craft like we always do. And then the next time we will do Saturday story time will be Saturday, December 21st, which actually falls on the first day of winter. So we're doing a winter solstice story time, and there's going to be a really fun craft with that one. Candy actually had this wonderful idea and gathered all the materials for us, but they're going to make little frosted lanterns that they can take home and have in their bedroom with a little tea light in it. So that's going to be a fun story time. But also on Saturday, we have, this is the first library lock-in that we've done in a long time here at Erickson Library. It's called A Christmas Craft-In. Our very active Stitch group here at the library came up with the idea that they wanted some time to come and have time to finish up some of their crafts and projects they're working on for Christmas. But this is open to everyone in the community, all ages, although if you are under 16, I do ask that you are accompanied by an adult that evening. But at 7 o'clock, our south side doors will open. And if someone can last that long, you can stay at the library overnight till 7 a.m. the next morning. I will be here as long as the last person is here. Bring crafts with you, wear your pajamas, ugly Christmas sweater. We will have Christmas music playing, Christmas movies playing. We're going to decorate the library for Christmas. We have a tree we have to put up and other decorations. Popcorn and hot cocoa will be provided. Bring snacks if you want for yourself. Bring snacks to share. But it's just a time to get together and socialize and have some holiday festivities together with the community. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited about
so
it.
So when people ask me, I'll say, you got to go talk to those the sewing groups that go there.
Is yes. there any,
okay, that's where it came from. Good.
Yes, it is. That's where the idea came from. They were talking about the fun retreats they go on, and they're like, can we be overnight at the library? And I was like, well, let's find out.
Oh, good.
So, and we have families that come actually from Ames, and from we have a lady who comes pretty regularly from Des Moines. So it's from all over, which is great. So good. It's fun.
All right.
Yeah. And then our walking club that we hold twice a month, it has now moved to the Eastern Star Wellness Center. So thank you again to them for partnering with us. So we have a warm, safe place to walk during the winter months. So December 10th. And the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, yep. 9 a.m., we'll be walking at Eastern Star Wellness Center. I will mention Christmas Eve. We do close early that day here at the library. We will be closing at 1 p.m. that day, okay. And then closed the next day for Christmas Day on December 25th. But we do reopen for regular hours on December 26th.
Okay.
So just to let you know about those closures this month. Mindful Monday, of course, we did have the first one already this month, but you can come. You don't have to come every Monday. Drop in when you can. But this month, our topic is stress and anxiety during the holidays, because although it's happy for a lot of us, there are times when it can get stressful and have anxiety. So we're going to be kind of talking about how we can deal with that. And then there will be some holiday short films, like heartwarming ones, and some meditation. So every Monday at 7 o'clock, you can attend that virtually via Zoom or in person here at the library. So that is happening.
Okay.
We have our Choose Your Own Adventure Book Club, which officially kicked off last month. And the official publishers of Choose Your Own Adventure have very kindly provided an adventure pass that when you attend, you will get one of those. And every time you come, you get a little stamp that you can put in your passport or your adventure pass. So that's really fun. We're doing it every month. This month it'll be on Thursday, December 12th at 4 p.m. And that is open to all ages. Although, it's mostly middle schoolers that we have attending it.
Sure.
There are people of all ages who love Choose Your Own Adventure books. And they specifically said on their website as well, it's not just limited to kids. So if adults want to come and participate, that's great. We read the story together out loud, and we decide together as a group what decisions to make to determine our fate. And if we have a tie, we roll a dice.
Okay.
So
there we go.
That's really fun. Yeah. We are continuing with our teen and tween holiday book box this month. Pickup will be Monday, December 16th. There are still some spots left. We have opened registration already, but there are still some spots left. A mystery book is picked out for you that you check out. But there's always a snack and some type of activity or surprise included in the box that you get to keep. And regular Lego Club, Wednesday, December 18th at 2 p.m., which is an early out day. We have a lot of dedicated Lego fans who love to come create at the library. We encourage your creativity. We have really fun books here, too, that give you some great ideas about what you can build as well if you like more of, a structured like instructions and ideas, but it is amazing what the kids come up with and create. And we have a display case here where we put them so people can come and see what they've made. So that's really fun. We started a program a couple months back. It's called Brain Break Freeze Dance, and they have some really fun themes, and it's been very popular. So we're really happy to have it's mainly kids and tweens that come. But they get some movement in, they have a lot of fun, they get to move around, and then we always have a snack after. So it just gives them, they call them brain breaks, because it just gives them a little bit of time away from electronics, computers,
sure,
where they can just move around and have fun. So Yeah, okay. That's what we have going on this month.
Busy time. Candy? Yeah. Candy busy as well, too.
I've already had a busy week this week. I want to thank Karen Groat. She came in and taught about 15 people how to make Scandinavian star ornaments on Monday night. And everybody was successful and made one, and it was a lot of fun. Always love having her come to the library. Wednesday night, we had Ann Hannigan, that blustery night. She blew in from Adele.
Yeah,
no. She's author that's written a series of books about the Olsons, books 1 and 2. A patron generously bought book number 2 for us the other night, and then she wrote a standalone book, Moonshine by Moonlight, which talked about prohibition and bootlegging in Iowa, and specifically Carroll County. And it was fascinating. I learned so much that night. She writes historical fiction, and she really does her research. She was a teacher for 33 years, and she really can speak to the group. And we'll have her back to talk to our writers group about writing historical fiction, and she has another book coming out. So if you can catch her author talk sometime at the library, you won't be disappointed.
No.
So, and we do have her new book at the library.
Okay. So that could be that one that you talk about when you go to the brewery?
Yeah.
We'll talk about moonshining in Iowa.
I will plug that because we have books at the brewery Monday night. Yeah. And we have about a dozen people, sometimes up to 15, that show up. So we commandeer the brewery that night. But we always have a good chat and lots of conversation about books and all kinds of things.
All right.
I still have a few places open today. If you want to come craft with me, we're making a lighted Santa decoration in the fireplace room between 2 and 5. You can either sign up on our website or you could give us a call at the library. I do have, as of last night when I left, I had 3 spots left. We'll be having, like Zach mentioned, Cocoa and Craft on Wednesday from 3 to 6 for all ages, for families. It's always a popular event. I'll be offering crafts for adults up in the fireplace room, or at least on the main floor. I need to find some plug-ins, but please come out and craft with me. I always enjoy seeing you. Then next Friday also is Craft with Candy on from 2 to 5. We're making wreath ornaments, and I have quite a few spots available for that, but do sign up. It's a lot of fun, and it's free.
All right.
I did want to mention people have signed up for making a Christmas swag on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to remind those 30 people that have signed up to attend. We'll start at 6:00. It is full. There's a wait list, and sometimes people drop out, so don't be afraid to sign up for the wait list.
Okay.
And then Writer's Workshop. We offered it every Saturday in November, which was very popular because one of the writers is being published and he wanted some extra help proofreading and critiquing his material.
Sure.
And the writers want to meet on the 28th this time. And so they'll be upstairs at 9:30. Usually they meet the third Saturday, but due to the Christmas holiday, they wanted to meet this Saturday after. So.
We got
Come on out.
Let's see. I know you're going to be closing in the evening on New Year's Eve. Close New Year's Day, but open on the 2nd?
Yes, we close the 24th at 1. We're closed the 25th, open the 26th, as Rhonda said, regular hours 9 to 6. On the 31st, New Year's Eve, we're closing at 6 p.m., will be closed on New Year's Day, and then we'll be open again on the 2nd at 9 a.m.
Okay. And people need to remember, we're going to have you will have a lot of activity. Even though you got these days that are closed, there's going to be days when people will be coming in looking for things to do, especially when school's out. Got a lot of things that you'll be busy helping folks with, too. So.
Yeah, we have displays of just Christmas movies. If you just want to come in and pick up a Christmas movie, you don't have to go search for them. We already have those pulled out. They're on a table on the main floor for adults. And I did want to give a shout out. In January, we are having a program with a group called Care Initiatives Hospice, and they'll just be having a casual conversation about hospice, what it is, try to orient the community a little bit about their services. And we'll also be having a workshop on a Saturday about radon. So
okay.
It's an important topic, and people need to hear about it, especially now that we all have our furnaces running. So I hope people can join us for that. We will be giving out some free radon kits.
So. Oh, well, that's good, because a lot of people don't know. I visited with planning and development from the courthouse, and in the past they had a grant. They were able to give those test kits out. But with the big thing, the scary thing is when you look at the map and you see where the red is, that indicates there's a high percentage of radon. And Boone County's kind of in the middle of it. That gets to be, we are. Yes. Yes, we are. So,
yes, we are. And for years it's been called the silent killer, and it really is. So I hope people can join us. I believe I have it down for January 18th, Saturday morning.
All right. So one thing we want to remind people, again, if you have not been to the library, if you don't have a library card, if you need to get a library card to find out what's going on or staying up to date, there's a lot of ways to do it. I signed up for the text messages. I always get your text messages. I know you guys have a lot of things that are happening. But get signed up. That's a big thing. Get signed up. Check the website, what's going on, because there's a lot of different things that you guys make available. And get yourself a library card if you don't have one.
Member of our friends. They're always looking for people to join the organization. It's our fundraising entity.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you guys taking time visiting with us and letting us know what's coming up, going on here in the month of December. January is going to be busy as well, I'm pretty sure. And we'll stay a little more inside while all of that's going on. But thanks so much for joining us. You guys have a great holiday season. And folks, don't forget to check in at the Erickson Public Library. Thanks, Candy. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Jim.